نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا، أما بعد، فحياكم الله جميعا وبارك فيكم. Today بإذن الله تعالى we are gathered together in order to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get closer to Him subhanahu, and we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq that this gathering is mubarakah, it's a blessed gathering, and it's a gathering in which we seek His face subhanahu wa ta'ala, because verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ تَعَالَى وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, worship Allah alone and do not associate partners with Him. And He also said subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have not been commanded except that they worship Allah sincerely for His religion. And no doubt seeking ilm and making mudhakara and reminding one another and revising is ibadah, min ashrafil ibadat, from the most loftiest and mightiest and most noble of worship is seeking knowledge of the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Imam Ahmad rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, طلب العلم لا يعدله شيء إن صحت النية. He said, seeking knowledge, nothing is comparable to it, yani from ibadat, if the intentions are pure. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our intentions pure in this jalsa, in this gathering, and that we get closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the topic of the jalsa is Kulayma Saghira, short statement or remembrance or kalam or speech that I'm going to present to my beloved pertaining to the affair of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقْ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, is the one who creates like the one who doesn't create? There's no comparison. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Do you not remember the ayat, to take admonition from the ayat and the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us? The ayat in His Quran, in His speech subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the signs in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُسِرُونَ. And in yourself is indeed signs. Do you not see? And then He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, after reminding us of this affair, He says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you were to try and enumerate the blessings, or if you were to try to count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to enumerate them. If you were to try and count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to enumerate them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily Allah is indeed the oft forgiven and merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware and has knowledge of that which you conceal and that which you show. So this, barakallahu fikum, shows us in these verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings cannot be counted, enumerated. And from that is a statement where Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Ni'mat Allah, where is a singular noun, is connected to a definite noun, lafdhu jalala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ يَا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. The many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just in that verse, Allah is showing us that His blessings are in abundance. And then He ends the verse, and He says, لَا تُحْسُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And you cannot even count it. You can't enumerate it. So we have many blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that requires us to make shukr and to make gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not be from those sinf, those category of people that do not make or have gratitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال سبحانه وتعالى وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Where He said subhanahu wa ta'ala that very few of my ibad, very few of my slaves are indeed grateful. Very few of my slaves are grateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed blessed us with many blessings. And from the fundamental blessing, and from the loftiest blessing, is the blessing of al-Islam. The blessing of the deen of al-Islam, al-istislam lillahi, bit-tawheed, wal-inqiyadu lahu, bit-ta'ah, wa-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. Al-Islam, the deen of al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this religion. That religion which is based upon submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon tawheed, upon la ilaha illallah, and complying and obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and freeing ourselves, removing ourselves, distancing ourselves from shirk and associating partners with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people of polytheism. The deen of al-Islam is a ni'mah, ya ibadallah. The deen, the religion of Islam, is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. And it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has indeed guided us to this deen of Islam. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have perfected your religion and completed my favors upon you and have chosen Islam as a religion and pleased as Islam as a religion for you. No, that is a ni'mah of Allah, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have this deen of Islam. And it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has guided us to the deen of Islam. Wallahu yahdi man yasha. Allah guides who wills. It's a blessing that we are upon the deen of Islam. And it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has legislated and sent His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we have the sunnah, the prophetic tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That sunnah that the messenger, he said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, where he said, لَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّ بَعْدِي أَبَدًا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I've left two things with you, that if you hold firm to these two things, you will not be deviated. The book of Allah and His sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his statements, aqwaluhu wa af'aluhu, and his actions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his etiquettes and his manners sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a blessing from Allah that we have this and it's preserved. And this following of the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a blessing for us in all affairs. Is a blessing in times of ease, and is a blessing in times of hardship and different. As we know, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى أَخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِ خُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ مِنْ بَعْضِي من بعدي عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. Where he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that those of you who live for a long time, you will see, you indeed see many differing and splitting. So upon you is my sunnah, and the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen min ba'di, and the sunnah and the way of the Khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiyallahu anhum, the Sahaba ijma'in. Upon you is their sunnah, stick to their sunnah. So in this hadith, we have a problem, and that is that there's going to be differing. But from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealed the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the ilaj, and that is the cure. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي, and upon you is my sunnah. And from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah has made halal lana, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made halal the tayyibat, that He has made halal the pure things from food and drink. And this is indeed a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this requires us to have shukr and gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the universal, the five universal necessities of man preserved by the legislation. The five universal necessities of man, five areas that the ulama have looked and seen from the book of Allah. And that indeed is from the da'wah of all of the anbiya, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, that they have come to preserve these five necessities. And the first necessity is the deen, the necessity of religion. And as we've mentioned that as it relates to the blessings of Allah, as it relates to Islam, and the blessings of Allah upon man as it relates to the sunnah. This indeed, barakallahu feekum, is a major need and necessity of man. The necessity to worship. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created the jinn or humankind except for worship. We are in need of ibadah. We are in need of worship. And it's from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's preserved this deen. This deen that is perfect, there's no contradictions. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Do they not reflect as it relates to this Qur'an? Do they not contemplate as it relates to the Qur'an? If it was from other than Allah, there would be in it contradictions. And there's no contradiction in Islam. Whoever wants to search and search and search and search for a contradiction, he will waste his time. There is no contradiction in Islam because it's from Allah. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If it was from other than Allah, then no, indeed, that there will be contradictions. So this necessity of having a religion of religiosity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved this by the legislation, by sending of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger. And the da'wah of the anbiya is to tawheed. All of the prophets, they call to tawheed. They call to la ilaha illallah. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. We have sent to every nation a messenger, telling them to worship Allah alone and stay away from false deities. This is the da'wah of the anbiya, the religion of the prophets, the religion of Ibrahim, the religion of Musa, the religion of Isa, the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the da'wah to tawheed, al-Islam. Allah has preserved this, the call to tawheed, Islam. Blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this dururiya, this durura, that this necessity has been preserved. The second necessity that's been preserved, that is a sign of the blessings of Allah, an example of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the preservation of life. That Allah has legislated this deen to preserve, and in it is to preserve the life of man. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, do not kill yourself. So Allah's prohibited murder. Allah's prohibited killing oneself, suicide. Allah has prohibited anything that leads to the harming of the human life. And Allah has made that which is harmful for man to their health and to their life haram. And He has indeed made that which is fruitful for the life of an individual and healthy for the life of an individual halal. And from the affairs, barakallahu feekum, that Allah has preserved is al-aql. Allah has preserved the necessity of sound mind and preserving the mind of man through the legislation, through His revelation. And from that, He has prohibited the drinking of alcohol. As is mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inna Allah ta'ala harram al-khamr." That verily Allah has made alcohol haram. And he said, "Kullu muskirin haramun." And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every intoxicant is haram. Everything that intoxicates is haram to drink. And this is from the preservation of the mind, because it distorts the thinking. It distorts the mind. And it makes one do that which they wouldn't do on a normal occasions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited that. And he doesn't speak from his desires. It's from Allah. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِي يُوحَىٰ. Allah does not speak, the Messenger does not speak from his desires, but is a revelation revealed to him. And this hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas is authenticated by Al-Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, and it's in Al-Bayhaqi fi Sha'b. Fi Sha'b Al-Iman, na'am. And after that, barakallahu feekum, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His blessings, that He's preserved the necessity of al-mal. He's preserved people's wealth. And from that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَحَلَّ al-bay' wa وَحَرَّمَ riba, where He said subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has prohibited or has deemed and made halal, permissible, business transactions. وَحَرَّمَ riba, and He has made usury haram, impermissible, for the harms that it causes to people's health, wealth. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated in the book and in His Quran and in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rulings pertaining to buying and selling. And from that is the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is from the principle that is used also in Qawaid al-Fiqhiyah, and that is la darar وَلَا dirar. Is impermissible to harm anyone. Is impermissible to harm or be vengeful and harm others, reacting. And that includes the wealth of others. You cannot harm people by cheating, by ghish. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who cheats and deceives us is not from us. So therefore, this importance of honesty in business transaction, prohibition of usury and riba, is to preserve the wealth. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the honor through the legislation, everyone's honor, which we all want to preserve. It's a necessity for every individual. And from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has legislated legislations in order to preserve the honor by the prohibition of backbiting, the impermissibility of backbiting rather, and the impermissibility of namima, story carrying or tale carrying. Allah has prohibited this. Allah has prohibited qadhf, accusing someone of fornication without proof and evidences. Na'am. This is to preserve the honor. that everyone yearns for. And this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to have shukr. We have to have gratitude as it relates to this. We have to have shukr and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it relates to these blessings that we have studied today and the numerous blessings that we have not mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. After mentioning that His blessings cannot be enumerated, He says that verily Allah is of forgiving. Verily Allah is of forgiving. And Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said regarding this statement of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, Allah is of forgiving and merciful, أَيَّتَجَاوَزُ عَنْكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons you. وَلَوْ طَالَبَكُمْ بِشُكْرِ جَمِيعِ نِعْمِهِ لَعَجَزْتُمْ لَعَجَزْتُمْ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a must, an obligatory upon you to be grateful for every single blessing, you would not be able to. Which is why Allah says that at the end, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily Allah is of forgiving and merciful. And He is of forgiving and of merciful, as the Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, that He does not punish us for our negligence in being grateful to this numerous ni'am. Blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Rajab mentions a beautiful statement as it relates to this. He says, عَلَى كُلِّ نِعْمَةٍ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ دُنْيَا يَحْتَاجِ لَشُكْرِ عَلَيْهَا. He said that for every blessing that Allah gives the abd, the servant, in this deen, the religion, the affairs of the religion, as we've mentioned, and affairs of dunya, the worldly affairs, it needs gratitude. And then he says, وَلِلْتَوْفِيقِ لِشُكْرِ عَلَيْهَا نِعْمَةٌ أُخْرَى. And for being grateful for even one blessing. For example, you have a healthy baby newborn. And you say, Alhamdulillah. And then the people make dua, say, Allahumma barak. وَجَعَلَهُ مُبَارَكًا لِأُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. They make dua, they make the supplication. And you're grateful, you say, Alhamdulillah, وَتَشْكُرُ اللَّهُ. All praise be to Allah for my healthy baby. All praise be to Allah for my beautiful child. Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, لِتَوْفِيقِ لِشُكْرِ عَلَيْهَا نِعْمَةٌ أُخْرَى. And for you, in fact, you being grateful is indeed another blessing. So by you being grateful for that blessing of your child, you have another thing to be grateful for. And that is for you being grateful in the first place. And then if you're grateful for being grateful, it requires another, is another blessing. And you have to be grateful for that. Which is why he said, the poet, he said, إِذَا كَانَ شُكْرِي نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ نِعْمَةً عَلَيْهِ لَهُ فِي مِثْلِهَا يَجِبُ شُكْرُ. He said, if me being as, me being grateful for a blessing in itself is a blessing for me. Me being grateful for a blessing from the blessings of Allah is indeed another blessing. Then that blessing needs gratitude. So therefore we see from this, ya ibadallah, that we have to be consistently grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to show gratitude continuously, because we cannot ever do enough. And as we cannot be grateful for all of the blessings, we have to make effort to be grateful for that which we can. And this brings us to an important affair.
And that is what is gratitude. How can we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings? And the ulama have categorized, looking in the book of Allah and the sunnah, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that gratitude is of three kinds. Or there are three ways to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is a shukru bil qalb. And that is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart is al-i'tiraf bi ni'min lil mun'im. And that is ascribing in your heart that blessing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having muhabbah, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that love of Allah, for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you obey Allah, and you obey the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will in turn gain the love of Allah, gain the love of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you. So we have to be grateful في الأصل. We have to be grateful in our hearts for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being grateful is having love for Allah, hoping in Allah, fearing Allah, staying away from riya and showing off, and seeking the pleasure of other than Allah. Implementing ikhlas, implementing sincerity in our ibadah, sincerity in our worship, sincerity in all our affairs, seeking the pleasure, seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not so that they can say that I'm an alim, or that can say that I'm jawad, that the individual can say that he's a scholar, or to say that he's generous, huh? Or that he's an abid, oh, he's such a ardent worshipper. La'a. To have shukr for the ni'mah that Allah has guided us to in Islam. To have gratitude for the blessings that Allah has guided us to Islam is for us to implement this tawheed in our hearts, this ikhlas, and be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our statements and actions. And shukr is bil lisan, secondly. And gratitude is by the tongue. And that is a thana'u bin ni'am wa dhikruha. As Ibn Rajab rahimullah ta'ala, he mentioned, and that is praising and complimenting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mentioning the blessings of Allah, wa idharuha, and making the blessings of Allah apparent. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. And as for the blessings of your Lord, then proclaim it. And Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, qala Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimullahu ta'ala, kana yuqal min shukri ni'ma an tuhaditha biha. Fudayl ibn Iyad said that it was said that from the gratitude of a blessing is that you proclaim it and you mention it. And it was said that some of the companions of and friends of Ibn Uyayna, rahimullah ta'ala, that they will be sitting together, yatadhakkaruna ni'am. They will sit in a majalis, in a majlis, in a gathering, recalling all of the blessings that they can think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ila subh. They'll start at night until fajr, remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Fahaddith. And that as for the blessings of your Lord, then proclaim it. That's from the lisan. That's from your tongue. And no doubt this is not being arrogant and showing off. This is not what is intended here. But rather you ascribe that blessing that you have to Allah. by saying it as well. And that is like the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anna ana sayyidi walidi Adam wa la fakhar. That he is the loftiest of the children of Adam without any arrogance or haughtiness. And likewise, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, قال لو أعلم أحدا أعلم بكتاب الله مني تبلغه العبل لأتيته. He said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, proclaiming the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave him from ilm, that he gave Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Allah ibn Mas'ud, he said, if I knew anyone that was more knowledgeable than me regarding the book of Allah, and it was possible to get to him by a camel, riding on a camel, I'll go to him. And that is proclaiming and showing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it relates to the ilm that he received. This is not arrogance. La fakhr. It's not arrogance. It's not being haughty. It's remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your tongue. And included in this is speaking the truth. Speaking the truth is indeed a way to be grateful and have gratitude of the blessing of the tongue that Allah gave you. And using that tongue for the dhikr of Allah. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaking the truth. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Kunu ma'as sadiqin. O you who believe, fear Allah and be from the truthful ones. Speak the truth. Fa'inna sidqa yahdi ila al-birr. Wa inna al-birra yahdi ila al-jannah. Because truthfulness leads to righteousness. And righteousness leads to paradise. So by speaking the truth and being honest is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that tongue that He blessed you with. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And including that is a dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that which is that you want and you have this want to say, and it is indeed in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remain silent. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, then let him speak good. Speak the truth. Speak in accordance to the obedience of Allah or remain silent. Be grateful for that tongue that you have. Use it for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third way to be grateful is through our limbs. Ash-shukru bil-jawarih. Being grateful by our limbs. And Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, أَنْ لَا يُسْتَعَانَ بِنِعْمْ إِلَّا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And that is that they do not use, and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not used in our limbs except in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us the obedience, the blessing of sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the blessing of sight. So we only look at that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the blessing of hands. Huh? And touch, and that's, we only touch that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And لا يستعان بالنعم إلا على طاعة الله. And that the individual does not use the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his limbs except for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And staying away from disobeying him. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اعملوا على داود شكرا. Oh, the family of Dawood, implement out of gratitude, because from gratitude is implementation and applying and acting according to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Nabi, he used to pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until his feet were sore, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to pray and he used to devote to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is Khalilullah. And he is the close friend to Allah, Kalimullah. The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of all the prophets. And as he said, Ana Sayyidu Waladi Adam Wala Fakhar. The best of man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet he would devote in servitude, submitting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when he was asked, where he said that your sins are forgiven, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a grateful servant? Yani being grateful by worshipping and using the limbs to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings. For his blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you should try and count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to enumerate them. And Ibn Rajab rahimullah ta'ala, he said, الْعَجَبُ مِمَّنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ كُلَّ مَا بِهِ مِنَ النِّعْمِ مِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ بِهَا عَلَى إِرْتِكَابِ مَا نَهَا. He mentioned a potent statement, Ibn Rajab rahimullah ta'ala. He said, it is a shock. It is shocking for the one who knows all of the blessings and the blessings that he has. And he knows that all of the blessings that he has is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a shock. It's shocking that he knows that Allah has given him all these blessings. And he's not shy away. He has no shyness in that he uses these blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fall into that which he has prohibited. This is a potent statement from Ibn Rajab. And it's upon me and my dear beloved brothers and my dear beloved sisters that we reflect upon the ni'm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reflect upon the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask ourselves, are we using that blessing to get closer to Him? Are we being grateful with that blessing by obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we using that blessing of wealth to spend on haram? Or are we using that blessing of time to spend the time doing haram? Are we using the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His obedience or His disobedience, subhanah? Are we using the blessing of knowledge to oppress? Are we using the blessing of being a husband to oppress the wife? Are we using the blessing of the family to be negligent and not fulfilling the duty of a husband, or not fulfilling the duty of a wife? There's a beautiful statement, Ya Ibadallah, from Ibn Munkadir. He said, Rahimullah, that he passed Bishabin, Marra Bishabin, that he went past a young man, who was harshly rebuking his wife, oppressively reprimanding his wife. Faqal. And Ibn al-Munkadir, he said, Rahimullah, Ya Bunayya, O my son, Ma hadha jazaa' ni'matillahi alayka. He said, O my son, what is this reward, or what is this reaction that you're showing to the blessing of Allah? This blessing of a wife? The blessing that Allah has given you of a wife, is this how you pay, you repay the blessing? Is this the jaza, ni'matullahi alayk? Is this the reward that you give for the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you? Is this how you show gratitude? Your husband is a blessing from Allah. Show gratitude from all these three areas, your heart, your tongue, and your limbs. Show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ And live with them in peace, and serenity, and sakina. Your wife is a blessing for you. Use that blessing, and show your gratitude for that blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using your limbs, by using your tongue, and say only that which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that improves the state of your wife, that increases her in goodness, that softens the heart, that increases the love between you. But we have individuals today, one problem in the marriage is talaq. One disagreement is divorce. Irji ila ahlik. Where is the gratitude for showing sabr, patience upon that ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As hastiness, and hastiness is indeed the mother of regret. As the Arabs, they used to say, Al-ajalatu ummun nadama. That hastiness is indeed the mother of regret. Disagreement with your husband, I want khula. Disagreement with your wife, I want a divorce. Utalliqha. Whereas we should be exercising for the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be exercising a sabr in our hearts and being patient and saying only that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try and make effort, strong effort, to make islah, to cause reparation between the husband and wife, especially when the children are involved. Because they're blessings as well from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it's upon us to show the shukr. So I advise my beloved ikhwah, that we and my sisters, that we become people of gratitude, that we're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're not, no doubt, able to be grateful for every single ni'am. But our deficiency in being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should humble us and increase us in being grateful for that which we can. Because verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. That if you were to try and count, enumerate the numbers, number of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't be able to. Verily Allah is forgiving and oft forgiven and merciful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq fi dhalik. Ameen. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallamu wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.